Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
This episode is a pause to ponder segment. These bi-weekly sessions will allow me to share with you my personal thoughts and reflections on a wide spectrum of topics as they relate to education. It is my hope that you will be able to take something from these segments and apply it in a meaningful way as you continue to do amazing work. Remember, while we all have different roles, we all have a single job: educating our students. So about a year ago, I shared with you all that I was making a change. I was walking away from a position that I've held for several years as the principal of an elementary school into an assistant principal role at a high school, just two blocks away. And we are wrapping up that school year. And it has been an interesting school year. In fact, we just had practice for graduation today. Graduation is tomorrow night. Hence the reason I'm recording this episode just a little earlier than normal. We just had prom and, you know, a bunch of the other activities that come along with senior year. And so what I wanted to do for this episode was to reflect on my first year back at a high school. And what I realized that during that reflection was that while there weren't many new lessons about leadership per se, it offered me a fresh perspective, an opportunity to really re-examine what it means to be a school leader. I think that we, regardless of who we are or the positions that we hold, can become comfortable in our spaces. So being in a brand new space has forced me into some uncomfortable situations as I've learned to navigate new spaces and rebuild relationships and redefine some of the approaches that I've taken. And so during those periods of reflection, I came up with these five ideas that I wanted to share with you. So the first one is to lean in, to embrace flexibility. I know that things often seemed hectic at the elementary level, but at the high school level, that is multiplied tenfold. Just last week, for example, we did a divvy ride on Thursday. So I was out riding a bike for nearly 3 hours as our seniors visited their former elementary schools. And they said goodbye to their principals at those locations. And we used it as an opportunity to do some recruitment for graduating eighth graders, followed by a Chicago Sky game the next evening for a student who designed the t-shirts that would be distributed at their home opener, followed by a 5K the following morning as we were raising money for our senior scholarships, followed by prom that evening. And that was just the course of 3 days. And yet, as exhausted as I was at the culmination of all of these events, not only was it a reminder of kind of how the year as a whole went, that we had to be consistently flexible to the ever-changing dynamics of such a complex organism, but as well as just the benefits of doing so. At any point, we could have said no, we were tired, we were exhausted, we didn't want to follow through. But at the end of the day, as we often say, we are there for the children. And so embracing that flexibility, trying to find those moments of joy and just happiness in what can sometimes feel like utter chaos. The second lesson was leaning in to surround yourself with mentors and those individuals who are experienced in this area. I often said that as in my new role, I know how to run a school, but I was learning the nuances of operating within a new school district. I was learning the minutia of this new school culture. And while I could have come in and just said, you know, I'm going to take my understanding and my experience and my knowledge and whatever and apply it to the situation, instead what I really leaned into was the knowledge and the skills of the individuals who worked there. I told them more often than not that, you know, I need their support. While myself and the other leaders of the school may be the de facto figureheads of the building, that these individuals were in the classrooms with our students. They were the ones on the front lines. And so I needed to create space to listen to them, to get feedback from them, to allow them to lead, for me to simply facilitate those opportunities. And while that's nothing new for me, it gave me the opportunity, I should say, to understand that what I took for granted within my own school, building those systems and structures, are not always that commonplace. And while I was more than comfortable engaging in these practices, these listening sessions, you know, some staff were not, and they told me that this was something that I was not accustomed to. And so they had to grow their own comfort, but it was something that we navigated together. The third lesson I learned was just to find joy, to embrace the quirkiness, the wackiness that is teenagers. You know, in the middle school, the elementary and middle school area, it was, you know, those fifth grade, sixth grade, as they started kind of figuring out who they were. Now in the high school realm, it's definitely my freshmen and all the strangeness that comes with being freshmen. But it was leaning into these oddities. It was embracing them. It was trying to learn about them. And while some had to be shut down, right, others were those moments of joy, those moments of escape that I needed, that allowed me to build relationships with my students, that allowed me to get to know them on an individual level. And while I will not pretend to know or understand some of the things that they come up with and the things that they do, it's just that. It's an opportunity to build those human connections, that rapport that we so often talk about. So it was just a reminder to lean into those. The fourth lesson, and speaking specifically about my freshman, was this idea of balancing discipline and freedom. Yes, we want our students to be autonomous. We want them to gain the independence and to grow into the people that they need to be. But we also need to make sure that we are providing structures and guidance along that journey. And when they deviate from those norms, when they fall too far from just that personal journey of growth and exploration. We need to be there to guide and, when needed, to provide discipline to bring them back into alignment. It's fascinating, and immediately there's a student that comes to mind. I won't say his name, but I've shared this with him directly. The level of maturity gained within the year. At the beginning, I remember having to have nearly daily conversations, regular phone calls home, just trying to address misbehaviors while encouraging positive behaviors. And I remember stopping him the other day in the hallway, and I just said, "Thank you. Like, you have grown into such a positive young man. Right? You're finding your way. You're growing into that, where I don't have to continuously make those phone calls home seeking support and guidance and assistance, but instead now I can make those phone calls and just reiterate the same message to mom." And I remember the first call. She braced. She said, "It's been a while, but I'm ready for the phone call." And I said, No. I'm just calling to say thank you." Between our efforts, between her initiatives and her efforts, this young man has really started to grow into his own. And I cannot wait to see who he becomes over the next 3 years. And finally, is just finding those everyday moments. And I know I alluded to this a little bit, but high school, like any level of schooling, can understandably be stressful, overwhelming, distraught for if even it. And it's very easy to sit in spaces and to complain and to criticize and to let that toxicity grow. And if we're not careful, it will consume us. But to find those moments each and every single day, and I, you know, I did a few of these episodes and recall videos and even Twitter posts where I came up with this idea of I got to. Not that I have to, not the things that we have to do, but today I got to. What is that thing that you were able to do, that you had the privilege and the honor of doing? You see, I think so often we just focus on those things, right, that we're required to do. Those menial tasks, those things that strip us, so that we don't take advantage, we don't focus on, we do not always necessarily recognize the things that we get to do, right? Those opportunities. And I think that if we retrained our minds to focus on those, it will shift our attitudes and our mindsets and our perceptions. And so I'm glad that I was able to capture that, and not just for myself, but to put it into words and to share with others. I don't know what the next year or the next years will bring in this space, but I definitely appreciate not only the opportunity to share this space with you, staff and students of Michelle Clark, but I appreciate the opportunity to gain this fresh perspective, to revisit these lessons, these ideas, and see them anew and bring them to the forefront as, you know, we are pushed outside of our comfort zones and able to engage in that again. So I would encourage you, if you're listening to this now, that if you have found yourself within that comfort zone, push yourself to become uncomfortable within that. Revisit those lessons. Reflect and figure out, what is it that maybe I've learned that I've been able to take away, or simply become aware of once again. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.